Hey there, come on in. I'm Rex Bullock, and this is Power Surge. So glad that you've joined me for this Friday edition. Over in the Old Testament book of Job, chapter 41, it describes the awesome power of Leviathan. That's a strange-sounding word, isn't it? Well, it's thought by some exegetes to be the mythical seven-headed monster, and by others, they simply think of it as a crocodile, used as a symbol of evil forces. Well, verse 8 says, lay hands on him, think of the battle, you will not do it again. Let me just paraphrase that. You won't shake hands twice with a crocodile. Oh my goodness, my friend, do you know that evil has power to destroy? And the Bible identifies those who mock at sin as fools. Sin should be as widely skirted as a hungry crocodile. And if you toy with sin, you're inviting disaster. Now, the power of a holy God infinitely exceeds the power of all evil forces combined, and this greater power reversed the apparent victory of evil at the cross. Hey, God has power. Let me give you a good maxim to live by. Don't shake hands with crocodiles, and here's even better advice. Don't trifle with sin. Don't mock God. On the contrary, let His power operate in your life and bring deliverance and blessing as it did in Job's life. Give crocodiles a wide berth. I'm Rex Bullock, and this is Power Surge. Hope you've had a good week. I'm looking forward to being back with you on Monday, okay? You want a copy of today's remarks? Simply call 1-800-783-3297. Why not log on to the website www.powersurgeonline.com. Visit us there. See you Monday.